not to hear your voice from you, not if it comes from you. That's the danger of the work with these farmers. They're always working some nonsense. Right? They don't understand the importance of the tongue in the ear for making spiritual advancement. So they just speak imaginary things and polluted things that will degrade us. And therefore, we have to be careful. And if we do have to mix with them, we should do it in a way like the alligator and the monkey. You know the story, right? Alligator and the monkey. Well, the monkey was very careful then not to give his heart to the alligator. So that has to be our consideration. We may mix with them, but just like some children, we have to deal with some children. The children may speak all nonsense, but we understand their children, so we have to take care of them. We don't. And you can take it very seriously what they say. Because it's very important not to hear submissively, especially. Just like the people going back to the university. Actually, it's very dangerous. Because they go back to the university for preaching, this is the reason it's given. And it may be true, there's preaching there, as like there is everywhere. But in order to do well in the university, you have to listen very submissively to their speculations and conclusions. And not only you have to listen to them, you have to assimilate them, and then you have to regurgitate them. Regurgitate means you have to put them out again. You have to write the tests and explain exactly what. So, unless one is especially powerful, maybe dangerous, one can be carried away by this foolish philosophy that they're espousing. Therefore, Jiva Goswami advises not to hear or not to read from the atheists. We shouldn't think, oh, I'm so advanced, I can hear from the atheists, it doesn't matter. No. Better not hear, just like we don't hear from the Mayavadis. Why does Lord Chaitanya mention that? He makes a big point about it. Don't hear from the Mayavadis. Sri Prabhupada is telling Bhagavan Acharya, we're reading. Your brother is a Mayavadi. Why are you hearing from him? And Bhagavan Acharya said, no, we'll never be deviated from the lotus feet of the Lord. But Sri Prabhupada didn't accept that. But no, the Mayavadi speaking is so powerful that you can be deviated. Because they're also speaking on a spiritual platform. So, in other words, we should be chaste. Only hear from the proper source. And then our speaking will also be proper. This is common sense. Whatever we hear, we're going to repeat. If we hear that, you know, the women and men should be equal, like we hear in this country, then we're very easy for us to be convinced about that, and to think that Prabhupada's speaking on this subject is something which is outdated. Now we have a better idea. It's been easy to enter into our ranks, even from the leaders. I saw one big leader in our country years ago. He was the regional secretary, sannyasi, qualified person, but he started to become doubtful on this point. And he was reading, he was reading the Psychology Today, some magazine from the scientists and so on. And he became doubtful when Prabhupada said that women should be controlled, they shouldn't be given independence, that they're less intelligent. And he rejected all the Christian doctrine and ended up suing our movement, became an enemy of our movement. So of course we can give a logic and reason why women are dealt with in the way they are in the Vedic culture, why they're not allowed to become the leader of the state. But was openly saying when Indira Gandhi was the president or prime minister of India, he didn't approve. He said this is not Vedic. But your woman has to become prostitute. So, and not only that, they lose their qualities because the head of state has to make decisions on the use of force. There's no society that can exist without using force. Because there's so many nonsense elements, they have to be arrested. The police have to be there to arrest the crazy people, the wild people, rebellious people, those who want to bring armed revolt against the government. Like these terrorists. They have to be checked with force. So if we have our women to be the one them to do that, then they lose their quality of shyness. And they won't be so expert at it, because they don't have that kind of intelligence to understand the mind of the man. Charakapani says, a woman can't judge the man. They shouldn't be judges either. But in this country, of course, there's so many women judges. Anyway, this is a Kali Yuga, so we're not expecting utopian. But at least we should understand why. What is the principle here? The principle is the women should be chaste and shy. This is their natural attractive feature. And because they have, if that feature is kept intact, if we don't break their shyness, then the children will be very good. They'll become wise, and the women will become wise. They'll see what is the purpose of life, and how the importance of loyalty to their husband, remaining faithful. And this comes again to the point of chastity, because if we're not chaste to our husband, then we're like a prostitute. Or Chaitanya uses that term to ridicule when devoted by child. So we also have to be chaste, not to hear from others, not to become influenced. This is one that very much appreciated, this quality of loyalty. We were speaking about it a little bit last night about gratitude. Rashi Sheikh was mentioning about gratitude, how we should be grateful to those who help us and reciprocate in proportion. But like, we feel very grateful to Sri Prabhupada because he saved us. So therefore, we're careful to be loyal to him, not to deviate from his program. His program was chalked out. So in this way, we'll get the shelter. The wife will get the shelter of the husband. She'll get the benefit of the husband. If she wants to be independent, then she must become like a prostitute. She'll be a prostitute even to her own mind. And naturally, because women are prone to sense gratification, she'll be involved with some man. Women can't go through her life without being involved with men. But if she has no loyalty and chastity, then there'll be so many men. It won't be just one man. There'll be so many men. And in this society, the leaders, like Clinton and others, they think this is good. This is freedom. Women should be free. Let them go from man to man. That's okay. That's their right. They want to. But in the society becomes degraded. Why is that? Because the children are in the middle. Women are not loyal. They don't learn that they're not wise enough to understand that the real benefit is by being faithful to their husband. And so, there's so much divorce. And therefore, who suffers? Of course, the women also suffer, but you may not see that. They suffer because of karma. But anybody can see, even the social scientists can see in their studies, they've done studies. They're absolutely convinced that when the parents are divorced, then the children suffer. There's no. Nobody will argue on this point, even the karmas. But they don't have any program to avoid that divorce, because they're encouraging everybody should be free, so-called free. You do whatever you want, whenever you want. But Prabhupada would ridicule that idea. Free, that kind of freedom means you're free to go to hell. So the women go to hell, the children go to hell, the leaders of the government who sanction such activities, they all go to hell because they're giving permission for abortion and so many things. And the society gradually becomes more and more degraded. So this can't be checked. In America, although it feels like the leading nation, it is very much on the road to degradation because of not understanding its principle, because of being so free or liberal in their dealing with women, especially. So we have to set the example, and we have to protect ourselves. If we become unchaste in our dealing with the with anybody, then we'll suffer. So it's a little hard to be chaste, to be loyal. It requires our determination and conviction. But if we do remain faithful, Everybody has this test, not only women. Men also have to be faithful. Faithful to their spiritual master, faithful to Krishna. They become valuable. The wife is very valuable. Such an ideal chase for a woman. The husband thinks, this is my most valuable asset. And even Chani Kapani says, the three things that are most, you could say, valuable, materially speaking. The first one is a good wife. And then good son. And then money. So, any man can see. If I have a loyal wife I won't doubt that she's going to be going with another man, then I can work with full enthusiasm when I come home. The house is nice, everything's clean, nice atmosphere is there, food is cooked, clothing is washed, everything. Then I can become determined to go out and get into the world and do what's required to bring money. But if the wife is not loyal, then there's a lot of things. If it's divorced, or the lawyers come in, they get all the money, the man loses the house, or enthusiasm, he loses his children.